I see you quite a bit too, honey. Well, God bless you guys. It's great to be together once again. And just know that all of us are locked in because of who we are in Christ, and that we love to be together, even if it's just on the phone line. You guys are very special to us, and we appreciate you calling in and just being a part of what makes this so wonderful to do together. And so tonight I wanted to look at a specific word from the Word. And I think once we do this and look at this from God's perspective, you'll get an even better mind picture that you might already have of it. And the word is kindness. When you hear the word kindness, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it about being nice to other people? Or is it doing good things whenever possible? Truth is, there is much more to kindness than just being nice or just doing the right thing by others. God gives a great example of the heart of kindness in Ephesians chapter 2. Kindness is born from a heart of love. Mm-hmm. And you know what? When we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and we were born again of the Holy Spirit, that love was placed within our hearts. And not only that, but the fruits of the Spirit were placed within our hearts. And one of those fruit is kindness. But it has so much more to do with it than just being nice. Because natural man can be nice. But kindness is a spiritual fruit. There's much more power in kindness, if we understand it from God's perspective, than what the world teaches about kindness. Sometimes kindness, people think, well, you're so kind, you don't ever say anything, you don't stand up for anything. That's not what kindness is about. So let's go to Ephesians, start there, chapter 2, and I think this is the greatest example of kindness that we can read from the Word of God. Ephesians 2, we're going to start in verse 1. This is all from the New King James Version, okay? And you have he made who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once had conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of what? Wrath. Just as the others. So that's where we were at one time. But then look at verse 4. But God. Remember my teaching earlier this year? But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. And you know what that tells me? Kindness started with God, and God is love. And that's why I said earlier, kindness is born from a heart of love. Because God is the one who manifests that kindness toward mankind before any of us knew what kindness was. In fact, I want to read that again. And his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus, his kindness, for by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And sometimes, you know what, we have a problem forgiving somebody, and forgiving and kindness go hand in hand, just like love goes in hand with this. And sometimes we just, you know, we don't think they deserve it. Well, maybe not, mm-hmm. but neither did we. And what did God do? He set the example, and then he placed that spirit within us so that we could do the things he asked us to do. And one of the things he asked us to do is to show kindness and forgiveness to each other. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are all his workmanship, created in who? Christ Jesus. For what? For good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So this isn't just an exhortation from God to be kind. This isn't just a, would you guys, you know, you should do this. This is something he prepared to have in our lives before we even became born again, that we could and should walk in those things he has called us to do. And kindness is one of them. To follow in the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you something, you want to see some acts of kindness, you want to get an idea of how deep this really goes, go to the Gospels and start looking at scriptures where it talks about the kindness and compassion of Jesus Christ. And you're going to see one of the greatest examples right before your eyes we could ever see. So we're to follow in the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ and in being most effective in the body of Christ. The body of Christ needs kindness. It's essential. It's what really helps tie us together. And it's not, there's many things that tie us together. I'm not saying it's the only thing, but I think sometimes the word kindness just kind of gets passed over because we don't understand the real depth of what it takes to offer that kind of kindness. But when you look at Ephesians chapter 2, the verses we just read, how God bestowed that upon us because of his love for us, it kind of puts it in a bigger perspective. At least it did in my mind. Let's look at Colossians 3. And actually, the act of kindness is a characteristic of the new man. It's a characteristic of who we are in Christ. Natural man does not understand, nor can natural man walk in the kind of kindness we can walk in. Now, he can walk in kindness, being a nice person, but the spiritual aspect of this thing is something that is placed within us when we are born again. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So it's bigger than just being nice, okay? Mm-hmm. So Colossians 3, let's start in verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, and guess what? We are the elect of God. Sometimes, you know what, guys? I don't feel like it. I don't feel I'm the elect of anything, much less God Almighty. But the Word says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing up one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. I mean, it's not like, hey, guys, I want you to be kind to each other. This is a commandment. So you also must do. Number one, God would not put it in that form if we were not capable of doing it. We are capable of doing it because we have Christ in us. And the characteristics of Jesus Christ is available for us to live out in our lives day by day, circumstance by circumstance. And as the elect of God, that's what he's called us to do. That's what he's prepared. That path is prepared for us by our Heavenly Father. Where did I stop?
Verse 14.
But above all these things, the things we've just talked about, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Although it is not always easy or comfortable, the Word tells us we are to speak the truth in love. It is always right to speak the truth in love. And sometimes kindness, real kindness, is bringing up something that somebody doesn't want to hear you say. Sometimes reaching out and loving each other unconditionally and having mercy towards each other is to try to help somebody see that their eyes are closed or that they're in a bad situation, that they've got to change this. And that's kindness. It's not kind to let the devil continue to kick our brothers and sisters' rear ends because we're concerned that they might not like it or they might not think we're nice because we bring it up. No, we have to fight for one another. We have an adversary that is trying to cause division in the body of Christ every chance he gets. And kindness is a huge dose that he does not want to have to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Although it is not always easy or comfortable, like I said, it is always right to walk in the truth and the love of God's word. When we walk in love and we show kindness towards one another, we enjoy the victory in the body of Christ and the body of Christ is edified. And I think that is really an important part of kindness and forgiveness, is that the body of Christ gets edified and built up. And the devil does not want to see that happen. Our enemy is not out there to play games. He is out there to destroy the body of Christ as much as he can before our Lord and Savior comes back. And yet God has put within us this gift of Holy Spirit where we can walk with great boldness and great love and great kindness and not step back away from the battle. I think of David and Goliath. You know, David didn't hesitate to pick up those rocks and go do what God told him to do. Well, God did not tell me to go slay Goliath, but he did tell me to walk in kindness and love and to speak the truth one to another. And I think speaking the truth one to another is one of the most kindest things we can do for one another. And those who are receiving that, whether it's doctrine, reproof, or correction, we need to realize all of us need to have that kindness manifested towards us. And then when that happens, we have to remember that we all walk together in this body of Christ. The fruit of the Spirit is so important in our life. And I think one of the things that I'm going to do and have done a couple of them, is look at the fruit of the Spirit and go to the Word and really look at each one of those words. What's one of them besides kindness? Who's got one?
Long suffering.
Joy.
Joy.
Peace.
Gentleness.
Goodness.
Meekness.
Temperance.
I mean, meekness is another one that God really needs us to stay humble and meek, first and foremost, to who?
Him.
To him. Another great example is Jesus Christ. Go to the Gospels. What do you mean? How can I go on my meekness, Vicki? Open the Bible. Look at the life of Jesus Christ, he who lives within us, and the things that he did, you shall do also, and greater things than these, because why? I go unto my Father. Wow. You look at those fruit of the Spirits, all of those things function in our lives according to how much we allow them to function. They are there. They are inside of us. So sometimes we have to get our own little heads into the right spot, you know, and have a talk with yourself in the mirror. Hey, maybe I'm not so joyful today. Maybe I need to be more joyful because of what God's done for me, you know. So I think these words sometimes that we take for granted, like kindness and joy and peace and long-suffering, I think if we just took them separately and looked at them a little deeper in the Word, especially look at them in light of our Lord and Savior, wow. What a growth I think that would be for all of us. And then the body of Christ gets edified, and it gets what? Built up and blessed. And when we're functioning like that, the adversary cannot touch us. And that's what we want, right? We want to have that kind of walk with God, that personal relationship with him, so that our personal relationships with each other are a piece of cake. So when you know you need to forgive somebody, it's not hard. You know, let's close in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And I know it's a very popular verse. We all know it, can say it from heart probably, but let's read it. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Wow. Is it any plainer? You know, in Galatians 6:10, it says to be especially good unto the household of faith. And the household of faith is us, the people who have received the Lord Jesus Christ and walk with us in this household of faith. And that's who we are supposed to take care of first and foremost. That is a great section of scriptures in Galatians. You should take a look at Galatians 6, 9, and 10, because it is amazing what's in there. The thing about being especially good to the household, it doesn't mean you're especially good to them over someone else. It means the quality of what you do for one another is especially good. It has to do with the quality and acts of being especially good to one another, not that the person is favored under you, but that God's direction is what you take and give forth to that person. And I thought that was really cool, because sometimes the greatest division in the body of Christ comes from within it. And we don't want to walk like that. But God has made it available so we don't have to walk like that. Isn't that awesome? So I love you guys, and I wanted to share this with you tonight because I thought it was a very practical and, honestly, if we really look at it with the Word of God and the Spirit of God, a very simple and yet dynamic. This is very powerful. Kindness. Who showed kindness first?
God.
The God that created the heavens and the earth. He poured that kindness into us. So we are without excuse, really, when it comes right down to it. So let's walk with great love and kindness and truth with one another, and really bless God and each other as we do it, okay?